Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Staying with me. It's a pleasure to be with you. My website is www.jbsba.com. And I'm excited about Beverly Inman Ebel being with us again. Beverly's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is our top communications expert. She's one of the top communication experts in the world. And she's written a number of books, including one of her newest ones, Real World Communication Strategies That Work. And she got another new one out she's going to talk about in just a minute. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on, Beverly, because we always have fun when you're here. But especially today, because you want to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that's success, but not just success, but how to define success. I think that that may be as important as having success. What do you think?
I agree, because once we understand our definition of success, we can actually enjoy it. And I think that's the biggest problem with success, is people can't enjoy it.
Well, one of the things that I know you talk about a lot with folks is how to define success. And do you have any, give us some quick ideas about what you think about how to define success.
One definition of success is getting up one more time than you fall. And if you think about it, and if you
maybe that simple, huh?
It's that simple. Getting up one more time than you fall. Look at the very successful people. You know, there are a few that struck gold the first time, but most.
I hate those people, Beverly. They're not my friends. I don't hang around with those guys.
Well, you know what we may see is that instant success, and yet they might have done a lot of preparation before they, you know, actually put the shovel in the dirt there.
See, I say failure is the harness made of success.
Oh, yes.
And I believe that. I really believe that with all my heart. But you're right. I do know people who have really never kind of failed the way I have failed at times.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, it's like, you know, one of those people who live a charmed life. Everything falls in their lap. The truth is, I actually worry about those people more than I worry about me. Because, you know, they haven't had to temper their metal yet.
Mm. Well, I'm with you. In fact, in my new book, which is titled Success is a Decision of the Mind, I write about how failure is that catalyst for success. That when you fail, don't have the pity party too long, because at that moment, at least you know what not to do.
That's right. That's what Thomas Edison said. Failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Right, right. So look back long enough to learn and to plan forward, and then move. Take action. Some people define success as how much profit you make in a business, or how many employees that you have.
And how much stuff, how much recognition you get, and all that stuff. You know what? It's not that you and I, you know, have an aversion to money or stuff or recognition. You know, we have our egos, and we have our hopes and aspirations like anybody else. But the problem is when that's how you define success. That's the problem, isn't it? When money and stuff is your definition of success.
And let's not confuse success with goals. I think to have very clearly defined goals are important, and yet success is got to be more than just accomplishing those goals.
Don't confuse success with goals. I like that. I've never heard anybody else say that. That's good. That's a good little thought to put a handle on, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Some people define success as giving back. Kind of like that definition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're working so hard as small business owners to get ahead, And when we're able to give back, that's a sure sign that you are successful.
How about this? Success is earning the option of giving back, earning the opportunity to give back.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Because, you know, if you haven't really, when you're still struggling in the trenches, you know, I tried to give back whenever I've had those days, and I know you do too, but it's a little harder to do it. It's a little bit harder to be magnanimous when you don't know if you're going to survive another hour or not.
Well, it's harder. You know, there are some people that give back so soon, it hurts them.
Hang on, Beverly, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We've got Beverly Inmanibola on the show with us. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Inmanibola. We're talking about success. Would you like to have some? You like success? But do you know what it looks like? Do you know what it really looks like? You know, Beverly, one of the things that I think gets us derailed on this definition of success thing is because the way it manifests itself in others is what we see. Is the cars, the clothes, the trips, the houses, and those kinds of things. That's how it typically manifests so that everybody else can see it. And it's a little bit harder to find out whether all that success has really, what it has done to that human being who's driving those cars and living in those houses and taking those trips. And so, you know, to me, one of the most important things a small business owner should do as they start their business, concurrently with starting their small business and as they operate their small business, is continue to define success for them and to try to make sure that they don't get derailed on the side of the money and the stuff, and that they focus on what's really, to me, the essence of the definition of success, and that's happiness.
Mm.
What do you think?
I certainly agree. And I think our definition of success evolves as our business grows, as our business changes, and certainly as we get those setbacks to realize that that's part of the plan, that's part of the you know, that continual drive towards happiness, towards that success.
You know,
happiness is what it's all about. I mean, that when you're happy, you are successful.
One of my favorite things to say to small business owners, and I've said it on the show a bunch of times, is money and stuff give you options, but they don't guarantee happiness. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff. And that's not just some little platitude that I've read somewhere. That's what I have observed. I mean, I have seen this in life. Some of the happiest people I know don't have a cent. And some of the happiest people I know have more money than they will ever spend.
That's
money
true.
And stuff is not an indicator of happiness. All it does, give you options. Now, here's a question for you. How can we assess our progress as we go along? I know this is something that you talk about in your book, is how do we assess our success progress?
You know, and that kind of segues into what you were just talking about. Unfortunately, some business owners assess their success by how large their building is, how many employees they have, what clubs they're members of. And you may have 100 employees, but if there's discontent, if you're not enjoying interacting with those 100 people, is that really success? And I think most people, when they start to be recognized by other people as successful, because we know ourselves so well, we always feel lacking. We always see ourselves, oh, gee, no, you know, I'm just had opportunities. I took advantage of things. I've had conversations, intimate conversations, with people that the world would see as tremendously successful. And when they have real moments with you, of course they will share that they don't quite understand all the attention.
Uh-huh.
Because after all, they're just who they are. And I think that's one of the qualities of being successful, is that you don't think too highly of yourself, but you value yourself. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And those are the kinds of successful people that other folks like to be around. And I'll tell you something else that you're going to find in a person like that. And it's one of the things that I've tried to pay attention to and to think about myself. And that is defining success by how many people you help to be successful, like your employees. You know, I think that the key to success in small business is to aggregate the success of others for your own business. In other words, I don't want to be successful myself. I want the people who work with me to be successful and to be happy. And if that happens, if I can make that happen, then all that effort and happiness and success aggregates for me. But we make sure that they got a piece of the pie.
Part of what I do for a living is helping people to be successful, teaching people the skills necessary to become leaders and managers. And a common theme with people just entering that foray is to help them to understand. You want to be successful? Look behind you. Help those people to become successful, and you will automatically get there.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't get it because the focus is on me, 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 me.
Right.
And when you help other people, especially people that work for you, when you help them to reach levels of success, you are propelled forward. You can't help but end up being more successful.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any question about that. The people that I know that are outrageously successful are the people who have done what you just said. No question about it. Beverly, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Beverly, is it important how other people perceive your success? Is that important? And we're going to get her to tell us. She knows the answer. Until, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Inman-Ebo. And Beverly has a brand new book out. Beverly, give us the name of it again, please.
Success is a Decision of the Mind.
And where is it available?
It's available in bookstores everywhere by Insight Publishing.
On the online websites as well. And also, tell us about your website, please.
Website is www.talklisten.com. And by going online, you can click on our newsletters, and we have a free online newsletter each month. It's a different topic, and it's great for small business owners, keeps you abreast, gives you some good tips, and you can go on and even go back 3 years on the archives.
Topic. Check that out, folks. TalkListen.com, right?
Yes.
Beverly, we're talking about success, folks, with Beverly and Manibal, and is it important, or maybe I should say, why is it important, if we think it is, how other people perceive our success?
Well, I think success breeds success. People want to be around successful people. And I'm not talking about false perceptions, such as going into debt over your building,
right,
car, your home. That's not success. I'm talking about, that confidence that comes from knowing you have achieved what you have set out to achieve. And when people recognize that, it's fine to be real. It's fine to be humble. But people, they really don't want you to tell them that you don't think you're successful. What they want is for you to help them to get there also.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay to tell people what you're doing.
Of course.
And that defines your success without saying what you've accomplished. What you're doing, not what you've accomplished. What you're doing is interesting. What you've accomplished is bragging, and it puts people off a little bit. And so, and then you know one of the things the I like what you said, just said, because the really class people I know, every time I talk to them, they teach me something. They tell me something, whether they mean to or not. I'm not sure whether they. Some of them probably know they're doing it. Some of them may not know they're doing it. Maybe I'm just paying attention. But that's another thing to do with successful people, Beverly. And you know this is whenever you're around them, pay attention.
That's right.
But they teach me something, mm-hmm. and as you said earlier, those are the kind of people you like being around, isn't it?
You know, I have some general guidelines, and this year, as national president-elect of NABA, the National Association of Women Business Owners, I have been going to more conferences than I have probably at any other year in my life. And so I'm interacting with all kinds of people and business owners, many of them very successful. And some of them will do just what you said. I had a conversation not too long ago with someone, and about the fourth thing out of their mouth was, well, you know, I'm building an $8 million building in, and they named a city. At that moment, I felt sorry for
them. You wanted to run away, didn't you?
Because I realized they wanted to impress me with their success.
It was important for them to know that you knew that.
Right. And there's two things to come away with that. One is, I wish you could truly feel as successful as you're wanting people to feel, but also, they must see me as successful for wanting to impress me.
Right.
And I think that's important to realize, that if someone is trying to win you over, they're not trying to win over a loser, they're trying to win over you because they identify in you, they perceive you as being worthy or being successful. So instead of feeling poorly about yourself when someone is more successful, recognize what they're seeing in you.
Beverly, I got 30 seconds. What's the last tip on how to be successful?
I would say to enjoy the journey. It's not about the destination. It's all about the journey. Bring people along with you. Have fun. Don't be alone. Have a crowd there when you cross that line.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great way to say it. Give us your website one more time.
www.talklisten.com.
And the new book?
Success is a Decision of the Mind.
Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen, outstanding member of our Brain Trust. Thank you, Beverly, for being here.
Good job today.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.